Conferences. Long agendas, big venues, always on your feet, barely getting to see the people that you want to see, and then, of course, the expense. Well, the three of us at Good Morning Hospitality are launching Good Morning Retreats. Our first retreat is this July 8th through the 10th at the Horst Hospitality Training School in Auburn, Alabama. If you go to goodmorningretreats.com, you'll find out more information about our first retreat that we're launching. We have already filled half the slots. We have 20 available and we have about 13 already filled. So make sure you go there, you apply, show your interest, and we'll get you all situated for our first ever Good Morning Retreat. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And now back to the episode. Hey everyone, I was hoping to get this message put together sooner, but things like this unfortunately take time to set up. I just want to say that the acts of war against Ukraine break my heart, and I know as a prior service member myself that my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who's fighting the fight that they really shouldn't have to. That being said, we have been working behind the scenes with all of our podcasts and podcast partners to put a fund together in order to pay for any refugee housing and other needs that go alongside that, like food, water, and any clothing needs. Internally, many podcasts in the Hospitality FM network have voluntarily given up sponsorship money in order to donate to the cause and are working on a unified message in order to spread throughout all of our podcasts. So this is me calling out to all of our property manager friends, industry experts, and anyone knowing of those providing lodging for Ukrainian refugees seeking safety. You can contact me directly at Will, with one L, W-I-L, at slicktalkmedia.com. We have an internal document that is being updated in real time, so if anyone could share this message within your network, we'd greatly appreciate it. I'm also placing in the show notes a link to our GoFundMe and landing page for Rentals to Rescue. That's rentalstorescue.com, where we're putting funds together in order to, again, provide finances for any of these lodging and relocation needs. So thank you so much for tuning into this quick message. I hope you guys are all well and safe, as I know we have tons of listeners in Ukraine and other countries in Europe. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Good morning, hospitality. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. You sound like
happy
an
Monday,
award
best day of the week. I am so well rested. I got like 9 hours of sleep last night.
Me too. You can see like sharp. You have a good color in your face, Michael. I think you have a good, good rest. You will? Yeah. You slept a bit?
Well, you look pretty rough.
Yeah. Thank you. Just a couple delays in our flight last night. So I love it. I
bet you weren't on Delta.
No, I wasn't. But, Delta, we'll say that for a debate later offline.
Was one of last time you had a cheap flight, because I heard them that there might be some increase of flight prices. Or should we talk about it today? Maybe it's a nice topic.
Might be a good topic to talk about inflation. Who knew? It was a decent flight. There's some maintenance issues, and then it just turned out to be more and more maintenance issues, and then they had no flights to move us to until later. So here we are.
We made it
bright and early with a good cup of Joe and a good podcast to go along with it. Such a great
show
podcast.
The people the new hoodie.
The new hoodie. Oh yeah, dude. Get ready. Right.
That's amazing. I think it's the first time somebody wear clothes with my face on it. I think for you the same, Mike. This
not,
is
not
so
my
cool.
First time. No.
Oh, you have a whole fan club. That's true.
Well, yeah, we had to rock the new hoodie. We're testing out some merch ideas, So because we are one of the most famous hospitality podcasts out there. But again, we'll get to that
in a second.
A little bit later, but no big deal. You guys had a good week, a good weekend. I'm hoping, yes, everything's good on your guys' end before we chop it up into our segments.
Yep.
Yeah, man. No complaints. Let's jump into it.
All right. So I guess we'll just go with who goes first. Nose goes. Okay. Rock, paper. all right. Let's do startup of the week, since that we always usually do. What's with the noise first? We'll end on a high note.
We'll end on a good note. There you go.
There we go. All right, let's go.
Oh, I feel some pressure because I have to go first. But for this week, the start of the week is Headout. It's an on-demand mobile marketplace that helps travelers discover and book the most incredible tourist activities, events, and tour experiences in town for the next 24 hours with discounted prices. So well done. They raised $30 million. It's a Series B. They did a few rounds already before. I think in total, they raised around 57. Their CEO, I think Farum Khanna, is super happy with this round. So with $30 million, they can increase actually spending. They can come back stronger. So well done, the team of Headout and their CEO. So let's see how they spend the $30 million in an industry which is actually recovering probably soon with more activity. So guys, good luck and well done.
Happy Monday. On Friday last week, we were awarded with the top 30 hospitality podcasts in the world. So that is What's With the Noise. We are very proud and honored to have this award. We've worked really hard on it. It's been about a year and a half in the making. So thank you to all those who put this award together for us. We appreciate it. And it's only up from here. Our faces are now on hoodies and NTFs. So looking forward to what 2022 has in store.
What is an NTF? I know NFTs.
NFT. NFT. Hold on. It didn't sound right coming out either. Like something's wrong.
And now we just lost a placement in the top 30 podcast.
Turn live off. Rewind.
I do got to give a shout out to Dr. Jeffrey, who is the founder and creator of the International Hospitality Institute, who created these awards. So they're doing a big award push for the industry. That's what their big mission is. I actually had Dr. Jeffrey on Slick Talk, and we got to dive into his story, and it's really good. And just his mission involved in the industry is really exciting. So thank you, Dr. Jeffrey. Where are they based out of? Dallas, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So very, very exciting. It's a growing team, international team as well, which is really cool. So again, just really excited for the initiative of recognition in the industry. It's really cool. Yes, it was a good moment. You know, it was like,
tears?
A little bit. You know, a lot of my babies were on that list. You got Slick Talk, GMH, and then all the NFTs. Oh my gosh. All the HFM. A lot of the HFM crew was on that list, and some of the ones that we actually just signed this last week or so were on that list. So it's really exciting to see that podcasts in our space are really, really taking off. So before we get to our topic of inflation and going into, you know, all the crazy travel budget costs, expenses, all that stuff, let's jump into a quick message from our sponsors at Breezeway, because nothing like a good morning hospitality without a good message from Breezeway.
Meet Breezeway, the leading platform for property care and cleaning operations. Built to coordinate, communicate, and verify all the work done at each property so you can deliver a better experience to guests and owners. Breezeway syncs your property data and reservations into one user-friendly dashboard, taking the guesswork out of scheduling jobs to the right person at the right time. Teams in the field use mobile checklists to get their work done, letting you monitor issues and progress in real time, giving you confidence that every job is done right and every property is clean, well-maintained, and ready. Smart tools to make complex work much easier. Best of all, Breezeway integrates with dozens of PMS systems and IoT devices, so you can optimize your property service programs without switching the systems you already use. Nice. Breezeway has an entire messaging platform too, for texting automated service updates, communicating with guests and residents, and offering additional services like extended stays. Delivering quality property care and service is challenging, Breezeway has you covered each step of the way with tools like detailed owner reporting, safety inspections, and inventory tracking. You'll drive more service revenue, save thousands on operation costs, and boost client satisfaction. It's time to power your property care with Breezeway. Go to breezeway.io to learn more.
Gosh, my favorite video. I love it.
Slash GMH.
Very important. And speaking of NTFs, before we get into all the other topics, we do have to give a shout out as well to Enzo Connect for becoming our NTF sponsor, sub-sponsor for the round of episodes. And we did drop another NTF. Sleeping in with Good Morning Hospitality, since it fits a theme. Of that. So go check out the link in our show notes so that way everyone can grab the newest NFT. So that way we're all, you know, rocking and rolling there. But other than that, I'll hand it off to you guys. Golden.
You look like So the topic today kind of spurs from some recent searches I've done. There's a couple trips to Europe that I need to do this year. And it's unbelievable how much more expensive these flights are compared to what they were last year or the past 10 years. A flight from Atlanta to Amsterdam used to be anywhere from $1,200 bucks to $1,800. Now the cheapest is $2,600 bucks. So flights, and that's from a major hub to a major hub. It only goes up from there. And when you look at what companies have done with their travel budget, they've shrunk their travel budgets. And with inflation going up so much, it's really tough to see how there's going to be a whole lot of trips done this year for companies, which is a shame because I think a lot of the conferences are really going to be back in full force this year, where we saw a lot missing last year. But companies are going to have to pick and choose what conferences because nobody has a budget that's 40% higher than they were planning. Maybe some companies do. Maybe some are better at forecasting inflation than others. But I can assure you that we certainly have not forecasted 40% increase in travel costs. So it makes us take a good hard look at what events we are going to and what we aren't going to.
Well, it was an economy class ticket for $2,500 just from Atlanta to Amsterdam.
Yep.
Ouch.
Wow. Yep. Now, in miles, it was actually pretty cheap. So the inflation has not caught up to Sky Miles.
But what if you buy Sky Miles? So it didn't work out that you buy those extra miles.
The price of Sky Miles is essentially the equivalent of $900 bucks or $1,000 bucks. Like, really not bad. So, yeah, I mean, it comes down to some decisions on what trips you make and what trips you don't, or staying over longer to try and get as much done on a big international trip as possible. So
I was checking some flight actually from Amsterdam indeed to the US. I think I checked Miami or New York. Wasn't so bad. I think it was around $600-$700 bucks. So it was still okay. I think before maybe it was around 500, so it went up yesterday. But still, it was not as ridiculous high as yours.
Yeah, and I mean that's business travel, right? So every company has a budget set aside for travel, and it's going to be hit a lot earlier in the year this year than prior years. COVID restrictions are becoming more relaxed. A lot of countries have announced certain dates that they're not going to require any more testing or shots or proof of whatever. Which is great for travel, but if it costs twice as much just to land there, and we all know what food and beverage costs and hotel costs and all of these things, like even Ubers are crazy expensive relative to where they were. So it makes it a lot harder for that individual or that couple or the friend group to make a big trip this year. until wages can kind of supplement the gap there.
Well, the same with food and beverages. Actually, there was an article yesterday in here as well in the media that that goes up quite a lot. So it's not only the flight, it will be for sure the hotels as well. I think they will just do less discounts. And I think the third thing is that if your spends, right? If you just go out for dinner, it's going to be much more. So your total journey to move somewhere else will be much more. So yeah, let's see if they want to just get business back. I think indeed what you said, it would be less and less, because if your budget goes up at 40%, yes, you're going to just go less and just going to make the calculation. Same what we do. If some people from our team wants to go to a conference, we ask them, okay, what is the return? Where are you going to visit and everything? And if I see the cost goes up before, because okay, it could make sense, but if the cost goes up quite a lot, you might say just stay home.
Yeah. Yes.
So. I was going to say the one thing I keep seeing like that's gotten up in all these reports or articles is flights, food and beverage, and hotels, but for no reporting really like on these mainstream articles or anything like that on like vacation rental lodging, any type of, you know, different accommodation type. Granted, you know, there's been
articles on it that expect it to be astronomical this year.
So the summer that we saw with 2020, 2021, are we going to expect that this year going even higher or as high? Like what are those prices?
I would guess it would be even higher than last year for two reasons. One, people can't afford to get on planes anymore. You can't send a family of four to Italy for flights less than 10 grand, right? So you'd rather put 5 grand towards a luxury vacation rental in some nice part of the country and just drive there and save half your money, right? So I would suspect drive to markets just continue to thrive in the US and probably in Europe as well. Ross, what are like train tickets? Do you have any familiarity with what are they rising as high as the others?
Don't ask me for when it was the last time I took a train. Actually, I have no.
What about private helicopters? What do you know about
this? I know. If you look at it's quite okay. If you look at the train tickets, it's still, if you look at the Netherlands, I would just say I think you have a day ticket. You're just crossing the whole country for $40 or something. You can cross, I think there's trains and go from to Paris. It's pretty affordable. I didn't check it recently. The same in Poland as well. So I think this become more mainstream as well. People say, okay, I would just take a train, or eventually before it was the convenience, the flight were too cheap, right? Especially when they have in Europe a lot of low-cost carriers or the EasyJet of this world. So for $30, you could fly to London. This might change. I didn't check it recently. But yeah, you might say, okay, then in that case, if the difference is small, I think I prefer the convenience of a train where I can eat something and not have to wait in the airport. And it's also, it's something differently. So I didn't check the price tickets of the trains recently, but I don't think they're expecting an inflation there. That's not what I noticed so far. Yeah. Helicopters in that case, I just know for, well, I have my price. No kidding. I wish.
I mean, it makes sense why flight prices have gone up so much. Fuel has gone up astronomically. Labor costs have gone up.
Well, not even just labor costs, but just getting anybody to work in general and these fields, you know, are, like we kind of talked about in the beginning, was that our flight got delayed, but there was really no crew on the maintenance side. It seemed like there was a very skeleton crew for a big plane that's carrying a couple hundred people. You'd expect, you know, a decent sized crew, but no, there was like two people just looking at this, all these maintenance issues. And then, you know, your overall flight attendant staff is very minimum compared to, you know, everybody else. So it was, I think it's just in general getting any type of labor is just.
But do you think that the flight prices goes up because they don't have the expectation if those planes will be full? So okay, those people want to travel, so probably they will pay anyway for it, and maybe the price will go down again when they see it. Because the end is also revenue management. It's not much different than a hotel. It's okay, we just probably when they're searching for a flight to Amsterdam on this day, there probably must be a reason for it if you're searching already now. Right.
I've never seen a flight like I've been flying almost every month, and I've never seen a flight that's got empty seats. They're all full, like literally all of them
lately. Yeah.
Yeah.
During COVID, flying over to Europe was empty planes. So they've got a lot of revenue to make up there. But I mean, it's a good point, Michael. Are they predicting a travel surge and jacking up rates, seeing what they can get now. I mean, I can tell you, I didn't book anything.
But I checked Hopper. I don't know if you did. You can see, of course, with the range and changes. So maybe look at the dates if there's more demand or et cetera, some dates. But I think it can be still connected, if, especially when it's not the mainstream flights. Okay, I think Atlanta, Amsterdam, it's, I won't say it's for holiday, even the, also the other way around. You don't go to Atlanta, I think, for holiday when you're from Amsterdam. It's not a pretty big, I would say, a business destination in both ways. So might be has some impact. I don't know if you check any leisure destination. Maybe I would check it from Amsterdam to Miami. It was still reasonable. It was around 600, 700 bucks. So it was still reasonable.
So Hopper had an article out a week or two back that said they expect flight prices to increase 7% each month for the first 6 months of this year. So compounding that on top of one another, it's pretty significant. I can't do that math off the top of my head, but it's really going to be a real price bump come May, June, July, when peak travel is for Americans, and especially big long haul flights.
Well, we're in month two right now of the year. So in 6 months, will be a 42% increase in pricing for travel. So I guess it, like,
it's compounding. That's not the right math to do.
Oh, no. Well, whatever. Compounding.
1.07 multiply 1.07, etc.
There we go. Yeah, whatever that may be. So either way, it's a shit ton of increase. And the one thing, like, I'm thinking right now, like, I've never been a travel tips guy. Like, everyone's like, hey, I'm trying to book a vacation. What do I do? Do I book on Airbnb? Do I book on Expedia or Booking or whatever platform? Or, you know, all these questions I get. And the one thing I would say right now, just anyone listening, is book your stuff like today before it goes up, because at the end of the day, you're just going to be paying a lot more for something that you don't really need to pay a lot more for.
If I did the math right, it's a 50% increase in the next 6 months.
I was only off by like 9%, so 8%, whatever.
But still, if I recommend, if they want to have a good deal, I still recommend them to check Bidum.com. That's what I still want to say too.
So just pay a subscription. That's it. You don't have to pay for anything ever again. Just subscribe to life. No, that's it. That's very interesting, though. Just the overall increase of, I don't know. I'm just thinking of all my future trips. I'm like, damn, I got a good deal now. So thankfully those were booked ahead of time. What's it look like for conferences in the sense of, like, if you were to make a prediction, or even just, do you think the attendance level is going to be as expected, or what are your thoughts on it? Are we going to see empty conferences? Cause you know, we're doing one in Miami in October. So
Before I was planning already, like, around this month, like almost the full year. Okay, I've got it in March, I have the ITB, then this one. Now I just don't know, right? It just ITB is for March is already canceled anyway, and the rest is pretty unclear. Yeah, probably Focus Right again, probably. But it's so unclear actually where to go. And so I think that's also what's going to happen. People are just waiting really last minute. I think the early bird tickets of the Focus Right conference those days, I think they don't go so quick as maybe years before, even though they're still expensive.
Yeah, I think the ones that rely more heavily on international travel are probably going to be hurt. But I think all the domestic ones will do well.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, the big question is, does it come back down? Like, if there's no demand, they're going to have to pull prices back to fill the seats.
Yeah.
Do we think there's that much pent-up demand?
But it will be the same discussion again, right? You see that sponsors, some conference has difficulties with finding sponsors. I just know from one pretty big conference, actually, in Informa, they have really issues now because they can't find sponsors in the industry. What you're going to do, then you have less attendees. It means also less income from potential ticket sale. So you mean you have to increase the ticket sale or the ticket price, but then probably less people come because the ticket price is too high. So let's see what's going to happen. But I think some companies have some difficulties there. And what is needed is the same, what the airlines probably have the same predicts. Okay, are we going to increase the prices because then we're compensating maybe less occupancy, or indeed, are we going to lower the price? Hopefully they will book, but with the result that you probably have much less revenue. So revenue management, the same for conferences is tough.
Trust me, I know.
You're a specialist on this one. But what is your opinion?
I don't think we're gonna have an issue in Miami or in the States because of the overall the easy accessibility to get to Miami. Like we did a happy hour event and we had three people flying from New York just to spend the night to have this happy hour event. So, I think, the domestic side is going to be fine, but going over to Amsterdam, for Focusrite, I don't know how many, companies are going to be able to do that at that price. If nothing comes down, why would they spend more money on flight and lodging, for that, when at the end of the day, they could probably spend a little bit more here in the States or the same amount in the States, with more possible visibility. I don't know, but
maybe that's going to happen, that you have made smaller conferences indeed more locally than a few big ones actually. So that might happen. It's okay. You have the folks at Amsterdam probably attract more people indeed more locally now, and then you might have more conferences. I think one of them maybe is Uza Krota. Maybe it's an example. There's the one which is the largest one in Turkey, pretty big one. There are thousands of attendees. I think the coming year they have 5 or 6 conferences in different places. So, and they have one in Baku, they have one in different places in Belgrade. So they're doing it more locally as well. So people probably travel less. So let's do it on a smaller scale, but then indeed do it locally.
Sometimes you get more out of the smaller events.
Yeah,
it's more
I guess so, yeah.
You meet everybody. I prefer the smaller events for a number of reasons, but you also miss out on the opportunity to meet somebody that not part of the network. Yeah,
that's going to happen. You'll meet probably always the same people, the same maybe 100 or 200 people, which you see probably, which you already know because they're in the same same area, same place. So
exactly. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. It'll be an interesting road to recovery for travel and tourism.
So which one you go for sure, Michael, this year? Focusrite in, where is it, Phoenix?
VRMA, for sure. I think that's in Vegas this year.
Yep.
Focusrite, most likely. I mean, really?
Yes. Yeah. I heard
really, that's really probably it. I don't think there's anything else on the.
I heard there's maybe something in Miami.
Yeah.
The Book Direct Show and Destination Air Awards are coming to Miami. So what up?
And then Antonio's Vacation Rental World Summit is my favorite event of the year. The flights costs, it's real, man. It's gonna be. We'll see where budgets end.
Is it this year? Because it's always in exotic.
It's in Porto this year.
Okay.
So it's where my COVID journey began. So it'd be nice to end the COVID journey there this year. So we'll see what happens.
Well, hopefully that is the case that we're just ending. Let's just stop. Can we just cut it off?
You can already feel it. The news is not covering it as much. and people, pretty much everyone's already had it. So I think everyone's kind of moved on, which is great, but maybe that's why airlines feel like they can jack prices up. And
Maybe
you're the NFT guy, right? You just know everything about NFTs. And I heard so many people say, this whole virtual land in metaverse and everything, right? I still don't get it, but for sure you do get it. Do you think there will be some events coming up in the metaverse?
I think it's going to take a while for our industry to adopt the metaverse. Honestly, I think,
we're all about real experiences.
Huh?
We're about real experiences, not.
And at the end of the day, that's a cool experience to be in. If the metaverse is actually designed the way it is and the way they advertise, which it's not, still looks like RuneScape in 2003. So if you ever played RuneScape, I'm talking about the worst graphics ever. Okay, well, anyways.
Come on, CryptoPunks, you saw how this looked like.
Yeah. CryptoPunk, and they're like, Anyways, the whole thing is, if it's a real experience, then sure, I'm pretty sure there'll be a portion of the industry that adopts it and uses it as a micro event thing. It's not going to be a big international conference or anything like that, but I think it's going to take a while for our industry to adopt, especially the hotel segment. No, not to drag on them, but You know, when I was a hotel GM, the number one thing I kept hearing was, this is how we've been doing it for 20 years, and this is how it's always going to be. So at the end of the day, that mentality, I think, is still there. And so for vacation rentals, you know, all our NFT sub-sponsors are in the vacation rental space. We've never had anyone from the hotel world, whether it's tech or any type of company. So I think this is still going to take a while to adopt, as they're just trying to maintain, you know, all their staffing issues and their labor shortages and, you know, less occupancy and probably some restrictions due to some brand names or even some destinations that they're in. So anyways, that's just my humble opinion about the metaverse and hospitality. I could have just gone on a rant.
I'm a big believer of a lot of future things. EVs will be everywhere. DAOs and crypto will be commonly used. I'm not sure about the metaverse.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm too old school that I like real experiences versus my face in a computer screen all day.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I don't know. I'm just recently 27, so I don't think I don't even want to like be in the metaverse, if that makes sense. And my generation, and even the younger one, like I'm seeing them, they're behind their phone a lot, but that's because they're usually planning, talking to their friends around the world to meet up and create experiences. That's kind of the
take some pictures for Instagram.
Yeah. The human nature. You can't take a selfie in the metaverse and post it and be like, hey, guess what? You guys can't be here.
Why not?
There's no clout.
There's no weird flex.
It
can stay in the metaverse, not owned by Facebook. It stays in the metaverse, so it's not owned by nobody.
Yeah, and with the reporting that like Zuckerberg reported and showed like their big loss. I don't know. I think either they were too early or they're not doing it right. So there's one of the two. And I just don't think it's going to be adopted at least as fast, maybe in the future. But, anything else to cover for, you know, that's a wrap up, kind of a little rabbit hole at the end, but I think, you know, at the end of the day.
I mean, to be fair, people still want some sort of experience. And if they can't get it in real life because it's priced out, maybe they will do a metaverse trip, but I don't see it.
What about you, Ross? You got your Oculus goggles at home?
I have a VR glasses and I use it once and it made me feel sick. And it's scary. And it's also, I don't know, it's not, if you just go, if you want to see some fishes or whatever, you want to see real fishes, right? You don't want to have, which is recorded and it's fake. I don't know. For me, this is strange. And I heard it today, I heard Jordan Belfort speaking about, okay, how this whole moving, and well, I think he heard it somewhere else as well, so I don't think it's his own content, but how things are moving into the metaverse and everything. And then there was one question, is okay, like, can real estate or whatever, can it move to the metaverse? Can you really imagine, like, you can buy some virtual land in some games, but making it, I don't know.
You know, it would be really cool to virtually walk through the house before you book it. Like, that would be
fun.
Cool.
But is this metaverse? This is just VR. This is not metaverse, true, right? This is more giving a better experience, and this is, yeah.
Yeah, Matterport is, like, V1 of that software anyway.
Very true. Very true. Well,
shout out Matterport. You got a free ad here.
And our new sponsors starting next week are Matterport. That'd be funny. This is really interesting.
They bought an NFT because you mentioned them, or they didn't buy an NFT.
No, we're just giving a freebie this week. Whoa. You know, inflation, you know, we don't want people in, we got to balance it out. This is really good stuff. And as we're planning more trips, you know, I know us three are trying to get, you know, some in-person conferences and some live GMH in-person episodes. So it's going to be interesting to watch, probably a topic that will be continuous throughout conversations in the future, but good week, good episode. You guys have anything else to add?
Can't wait till next week, as I'm really proud to be also award-winning podcast show host. So no, can't wait.
Awesome. Okay.
No, well, that makes sense. I'm laughing, but I was super proud when I saw this mention there, saw this list. And then, well, there was also like top executives, and I was pissed I wasn't there, but okay, I was just And I was like, should I send them an email that they forgot me? It's like, okay, no, but it's pretty weird actually to do. So I just didn't do it. But then I saw actually that we were in the list of top 30 hospitality podcasts. Like, well done. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Lots more to accomplish. We're
on it. We couldn't do it without all of our listeners. So thank you.
Seriously. Thank you. And we had quite a few live streamers today as well. So thank you for the live watchers, the live audio listeners. And that's it for today. So we'll see everyone again next week, and probably a little bit more coffee and a little less NTF talk. So thank you guys so much.
NFT, NTF. Now I'm really confused. All right.
See you in the metaverse. Bye, guys.